listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One. Corolla Drinks fans, 2021 has arrived, and our mission from here on out is to make up for the miserable year that was 2020. The Corolla Family Barbecue was canceled, Mangria bar crawls were off the table, and any and all new products we wanted to roll out were put on hold. This year, that all changes. Case Club members from last year can look forward to a better Corolla Family Barbecue with more food, more booze, and more special musical guests. Plus, a signed bottle of Adam's new whiskey, 818 Rye. The barbecue is sold out, but if you decide to stay in this most exclusive club, or you're a first-time buyer, we're happy to announce the Mangria Bar Crawl is back. That's right. The Friday before the barbecue will be packed with buses, booze, Lynette, and your favorite lackeys. This Corolla family weekend will be one you'll never forget. For the 3 and 6-pack tiers, we've got you covered. Along with your shipment, you'll receive a New Year Fixed Everything t-shirt featuring Adam amongst the rubble of the City of Angels. For more info on 818 Rye and the Wine Club tiers, head to CorollaDrinks.com and help us make 2021 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler episode 271.
What?
Also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 64.
Damn.
Oh, man.
So close.
Another milestone coming up. Sorry, Adam Carolla, your 12 years of podcasting. We're about to hit 69 four times. So, just saying. You know how the show goes. I had Chris Locksman on a kick of Philly style with my buds from Corolla Digital. Drink some brews, either beer or coffee or claw.
A claw!
With me today, Caleb Beans here.
What's going on?
Gary Smith's here.
What's up?
Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
And Mike Dawson.
What is up, dude?
Hey, guys. Missed you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We got a lot of comments here that I want to get into because they're pretty interesting. And I know we also got a Chez Fondelet.
That's right.
Is it about your brunch, Matt? You got into some brunch action.
I did go out for a fantabulous brunch, but maybe that'll be on the Patreon show.
Ooh.
How was the deck?
Being a content creator is really difficult when you do two shows a week.
Yeah,
because you got to make sure the priorities are in the right place.
I always tell this to the guys that I'm in a band with because they're very skilled musicians, and they'll always like Dawson will probably get this too when he plays with guys like you got the drummer who always wants to put a pretty good fill in almost every beat, or same with the bassist, and I'm just like, hey, don't blow your wad. Yeah, you got to leave them wanting more. Don't just constantly just keep blowing your wad.
Wow. Yeah,
so, the audience. I guess that applies to life too, Kalen. It's right. A good life lesson too.
Don't blow your wad.
Yeah. Well, just constantly, you know, leave them wanting more. Give them a little bit of wad and then just leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's
I think we just lost half of our listeners.
Let's get the listener comments. Now it's time for listener comments. For those still around, these are listener comments and regiment mail that was posted in our Facebook group. And it's very easy to find our Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer 3 very easy questions. And maybe we will let you in. All right. You guys ready to kick this off? This one's from Heather Hoyt. She just posted a picture. It looked like an Instagram story. And she just wrote, "You guys, I found him." And it was a picture of someone going through Insomniac's Electric Mile. I haven't heard that name in a while. And
I have been seeing ads for this event, not necessarily with Insomniac's branding on it, but the drive-through like laser light show.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
They're trying to find a way to bring the like electric Daisy Carnival vibe to your car. which I think is a bad combo. But
that's not a good idea.
All the things you would want to do at the festival are the things you cannot do in your car.
Yeah. Flatbed truck.
Yeah, but now you're talking.
Well, but I think more to Matt's point, like, you got to make a rule that the only cars that can come through there have a Lyft or an Uber sticker in the front window so that the people enjoying it are...
Oh, God, could you imagine being an Uber driver during that? That would
be a nightmare.
That would be awful. Dude.
So are you saying... Tip. I shouldn't go to drive-thru Burning Man? All right. Matt Johnson. Well, anyway, so Insomniac, once again, Kalen's alter ego. We miss him very much.
Yeah.
Matt Johnson,
Matty J.
That's a Patreon thing. We can't expect people to change their Facebooks.
Fair enough.
Yes, we can.
Matt Johnson, right? He's a
You should change it to Matt Johnson.
There you go.
Matt. Yeah, just add a letter.
There you go.
Piggybacking on the story of sneaking food into a movie theater. I'm wondering what stories are out there. I have a great memory of taking a Subway footlong in the huge pocket of my starter jacket to watch Titanic on opening weekend.
That's
a lot to unpack there, literally and figuratively. The starter jackets. I don't know if it was actually that brand, but it was like just a regular windbreaker kind of jacket. And bring a footlong in a Titanic. It's a long movie. Definitely get the footlong. I'm sure a lot of people made the mistake of bringing the 6-inch.
Right, yeah, right. And your intermission. Then what do you do?
And the boat's still sailing at that point. Yeah. Right. You know.
Do they have intermission during Titanic in theaters?
No. I don't know if they did, but they definitely sold it as a VHS on two tapes.
Yeah, I remember it absolutely was a double VHS release. But I don't remember that. But that would suck if they didn't have the intermission, because that really is a long movie. And
Theater, actually. I was in L.A. visiting a girl, and she wanted to go see it in the movie. So I actually surprised me. I saw that in a movie theater.
Well, was the part that surprised you that you cried during it?
I might have bared my soul a little bit.
Celine Dion starts
up. Teared up. Yeah.
Well, you got
my heart went on, though.
Oh.
She was right.
Ooh.
Did you like it? Did you
I did.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not. No. I just watched it.
I was in shock. I was
for
like,
the first time?
I was pissed that I had to go see this movie. I'm like, I don't want to go fucking see it. Come on, let's go see it. Fuck. I was not having it. I was like 23. I don't know when it came out.
That's about right.
Yeah. 97.
So.
Yeah, I remember in class, all the girls I went to class with would watch it. They watched it 10 times each.
Oh, yeah. That was just a phenomenon.
Of the cultural variety.
Of the cultural variety.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. So
when I was in middle school, we had a Washington, D.C. trip, which was amazing. And they took you on a bus between D.C. and Philadelphia and Amish country for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But on those epically long bus rides, they would put a movie on, much in the way that you take a long flight. They have like a movie for the entire airplane to watch. And they put on Titanic. And the teachers fast-forwarded through all the boobies. And both men and women on that bus were audibly booing the teachers. And how dare you? Our parents trusted us to fly across the country to learn about our nation. Were there not boobies at the beginning of our nation? I think not, sir.
You definitely had a valid argument.
Yeah.
Plus, the reason it was PG-13 and you could show that much booby is because it was art. It wasn't sexual.
Right.
Yeah. So it was just beauty.
It was American beauty.
Yes. Perfect American beauty. I love how Kalen's being silent during this whole thing. He's the only one here that's actually met and hung out with James Cameron. And we're talking about Titanic, and Kalen just shut.
I don't know what she...
Well, Kalen, how old were you when that movie came out?
5 or 6.
Wow.
What? Do you remember it? Did you like it? Is it flickable?
I didn't see it in the theater. I don't even remember the first time I saw it, but since then I've seen it 20 times.
Yeah. Flickable? Billy Zane?
Yes.
Didn't we all bark at Billy Zane for a while?
Yeah.
We should bring that back. It's been a couple of years.
All right,
everyone bark at Billy Zane, and he'll be like, I kind of remember when people did that a year and a half ago.
Which do you guys like better, bald Billy Zane or Billy Zane with hair?
I only know bald Billy Zane.
He had hair in Titanic.
He had hair.
Oh, well, it's like wigs. He wears like wigs.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
I think he just wear it all the time, dude, because he looks weird fucking bald. He doesn't look as Billy Zaney. Maybe he looks way too Billy Zane.
Yeah.
Billy Zane's his crazy cousin.
There's another movie. I want to say it's How to Get Ahead in Advertising. I can't remember. But Billy Zane shows up three quarters of the way through with a magnificent head of hair. And I was extremely confused. And sure enough, it was a plot point that the character was wearing a wig. And that person really was bald, because Billy Zane's bald.
Probably any time they got a opening for an actor who needs to wear a wig, they're like, fucking call Billy Zane, dude.
Yeah.
He's not available. Get Billy Zane-y.
Yeah.
Billy Zane. I'm just thinking of Billy Zane with like googly eyes, like crazy eyes.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone needs to make a meme.
Yeah. In Matt's post about bringing the footlong to Titanic, Billy Zane meme, bringing the footlong to Titanic, people were all sort of responding like, oh, yeah, I brought my whole Easter dinner into a movie theater. I brought like a pizza order to the back door, things like that. So
that's baller. I mean, wow.
I brought candy in.
Yeah, that's me too.
A fifth of Jack or something, mix it with a Coke.
Yeah.
Sure. I really hope that pizza delivery one is true, because that's a baller move.
Yeah,
that
it's crazy.
Really is done.
Dude, you'd be the most popular guy in the theater.
Oh, absolutely.
If you shared. Cooper Lynn writes.
Coop.
Over under is life changing. I always knew there was a right way to store chords, but didn't bother to figure it out until Dawson and Loxy talked about it. Hashtag woof woof. Hashtag pro puppy. Hashtag team Dawson.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, what are we doing?
Well,
that?
I like that. I like that.
We're not doing that.
We're not. You're accepted. You are accepted and welcomed unto Team Dawson.
Yeah. Well, he started off with hashtag woof woof. So yeah. All right. We got a guy in, boys. We got someone on the inside. And then he posted a picture of his cables all wrapped up along the wall. And then Scott McKay shared a YouTube video of the over under. So it's really catching on. But Landon,
this show is educational.
It very much is. But Landon, Fried Turkey Landon, he says audio cables FTL. He says audio cables need the over under, but electrical cables are braided very differently, and they require the quarter turn wrap method for longevity and proper care.
So, I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't either. So I don't wrap, I guess, nearly as many electrical cables, but I will
look into that. They are different, but the thing you'll find is that the cable kind of goes where it wants to go. If you just kind of guide it there, it finds
its way home.
Yep.
Exactly. It's like parenting.
Yeah, just don't force
right,
it.
Gary? Yeah. All right. Jerome Freppert.
Frubert.
Ah, another big props to Dawson for
Team Dawson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got two new members today.
Big props to Dawson for the great engineering on all the podcasts. I'm an engineering project leader for a well-known PA mic brand. So many podcasts are unlistenable in the car because of the horrible engineering. The quality does not go unnoticed. Thanks.
Well, tomorrow when you listen to the interview with Scott Glenn, you're going to take all that back.
Well, there's just only so much you can do when you don't have control over Scott's mic.
He was talking into an iPad, and he wasn't even talking into it half the time.
But yeah, we do take a lot of pride.
But Scott Glenn, you can't push him around too much,
right?
Yeah,
we take a lot of pride in the way our podcast sounds.
Yeah, yeah. The in studio portions always sound stellar, Dawson. They're really good.
And you're also welcome to Team Dawson. Appreciate it, and I'll try to be a good leader for you.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Alvaro Zaragoza, he just
Zaragoza.
I just showed Dawson. This was funny. He posted a video in the group of his son just rocking out to Rush, his little kid. He's like with a knee on the ground. He's getting after it. So bright future. Marianne Partridge, she says, so excited that I finally joined the Patreon team.
Hey,
Marianne, love these guys. And then she says something at the end that kind of caught everybody into a conversation.
Team Dawson.
Love these guys, and I'm really not in the demographic. Sad face.
Are you in the demographic?
That's exactly.
RIP the comments, because people got dizzy. It was great.
Yeah, so Jeremy says, there's a demographic. I'm a 46-year-old man living in frozen Michigan with almost nothing in common with the guys, but I love the camaraderie.
Well, we're 46, so we got that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that was Brian level point shitting right there, Dawson.
I work solo 90% of the time, and it feels like hanging out with friends when I listen. That's the goal of this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're trying to do. And Marianne says, I kind of feel like their mom. I'm 53 and live in Ohio. Well, you sound very sweet, and thank you, Marion, for joining the Patreon. Christopher Logan says, there is no target demo for this show. If you relate and are entertained, then you are part of the family. Welcome.
I feel like the lesson here is the Bobo Boy Army is for all ages.
Yeah.
Maybe under 12. But, you know,
anybody.
All creeds, all kinds.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All shapes and sizes.
Matt says, I'm a 38-year-old punk. Just proves it doesn't matter who you are. Matthew Murphy. Lindsay Price.
I want to know what makes Matthew a punk. Has he got a mohawk?
Great question.
Yeah, I don't think
that would make him a punk.
You think?
Or does he have different colored hair?
Does he have a jean jacket with the sleeves ripped off?
That's what if also, it's?
I'd like answers to those two questions.
Or like a septum piercing?
Any facial piercing? Not ears don't count.
Right.
Maybe an article of clothing with like more than six patches.
Mm-hmm.
Another
mm-hmm.
telltale sign.
You guys are making him really question his.
I'm serious.
His look now.
A Sex Pistols sticker on something you own.
Yeah.
Just send us a picture of that, you know, yeah. just yeah. of the sticker. We'll know.
Lindsay Price, 44-year-old mom, a single mom from Arizona. And Bob Cox says, I love that the demo's so.
Oh, and do you play in a punk band? That will also just clear everything up. If you play in a punk band, then you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're when you play guitar, your stance, your feet have to be as far apart as possible when mm-hmm. you're strumming it.
Mm-hmm.
Send pictures of that.
Bob Cox.
What do you do this time?
He loves that the demographic is so wildly varied. Water Cooler is the true variety show of greatness and puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think so,
I agree
too.
With all
I'll
that.
Stand by that.
You know, why doesn't everybody just write this into our Apple Podcast reviews? You know, get everybody going there. Just said, no, the show's for them. And Michael says, it helps that they're all good dudes. So thanks, guys. Rondi Murphy, she put up a picture of Dots Pretzels. Dawson?
Yeah, that I forgot today.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to those.
Sorry, guys.
Well,
weren't they in your bag on Wednesday?
They were. Now they're out of my bag.
Just got hungry.
Yeah.
Got parched.
They're in his belly bag. Rondi says, I'm a pretzel aficionado, and I've never heard of these.
Mm.
Not even a week after listening to the podcast, these magically appeared in my store.
Do yourself a flavor.
Are they good? Of course, they're fucking delicious. But anything that's main ingredients are butter flavoring and MSG are going to be delicious.
Absolutely.
Are the pretzels good? I don't know. So the question is, are the actual pretzels good or are they good because of the horrible for you shiz that's on them?
You know, they're different. The texture of the pretzel is, I think, superior than like a regular bagged pretzel.
Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but
it
good
is things. It is the fucking shit all over them.
God, wouldn't it be awesome? If
it's
we got
the
all
MSG
in.
That yeah. you just love.
I'd like to contribute to this, yeah. but pretzelless.
I'm sorry, here. Gents.
I will say that the main ingredient is butter flavoring.
Yeah,
it's kind of
much more intrigued
iffy.
Now.
I heard MSG isn't even bad for you, really. Like, it's
yeah,
like,
that's,
it just,
that's the latest word on the street.
It had bad press for a long time,
yeah.
but then
new publicist.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're okay with it. Because I can remember every like fast food Chinese place had a no MSG here.
Right,
we're good.
That was definitely the thing for like 10 years. Every Chinese food restaurant had that in their window.
Yeah, now just toss it in, baby. Let's see, Alexander Gaxiola. He created a poll. Kalen might not have much to say about that.
More like Gexy.
Nothing can stop the.
It's a long one. Alexander Gaxiel, he created a poll about cakes.
Kalen. Yeah, I'm out.
He says he just had this debate with his wife. She seems to think more people love cake corners, or more people love cake corners more than cake middles. I hate the ends of cakes. What say you? And I'll give you what the poll is at right now. Cake middles is in the lead by one vote. Then it's corners. Then it's good cakes don't have corners. Then it's steak. Then it's pie. Those polls just need to be able to be cut off and not accept any more submissions.
It is funny when you scroll down to the bottom of the polls and there's always like one person voted for it and it's the person who created it and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm amused by that.
That happens. Mm. Anyway, where do you guys stand? Because I have an answer for myself. I personally love and prefer corners. Sure. Brownies, cakes. I like it just cooked a little bit more on the edges there. Just it's a texture thing. Hmm. And I prefer it.
I'll go for whatever has the most frosting. That's so if it's frosted around the side, then yeah, dude, I'll take a side. I like the frosting.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in the middle cake, man.
You're in the middle cake? All right.
I think so.
Are we split evenly, Gary?
I think I'm going corners.
Ah.
Yeah. For the exact same reason as Dawson. I tend to prefer it. If the frosting isn't great or there's too much of it, then I can just skip it. But if it's great, I want there to be as much of it as possible.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with the corners is that there's too much frosting when you start to incorporate painting the sides of what you're about to eat.
I agree there's too much frosting, and even without frosting, it's still
my pre-diabetes disagrees.
All right, Caitlin, who hates cakes, what do you say?
I vote steak.
Okay. Speaking of cakes, a couple months ago, it was Mark Garagus' birthday, and Gary and I were tasked to go find him like a birthday cake to present to him on stage because we were doing a live show at Salt Lake City, Utah. And I go on Yelp looking for a cake, and I just say bakery, let me find something. They're all the bread bakeries. No cake. I'm like, all right, we got to figure this out. Call them cakeries then. Why?
Yeah,
we should just call them all cakeries to let us know because they're never really the same place. The place that break, oh, here's our fresh sourdough loaf. Oh, also, we make birthday cakes. Those are rarely the same place. There's your dessert places, and there's your savory bread, whatever.
That's a real-life Pan Labyrinth.
And I was like, Chris, I don't care. I can't see anything.
Oh, yeah. Gary didn't even know where we were. Am I outside?
I love this idea. I think you're right on. But here's the question. What do you call the places that do both?
There are places that do both. And
well, yeah, like Porto's, for example.
Porto's is quality. They do good for both.
Right. They're few and far between, but there are places that will do the full variety. They'll have your bread or your cake.
And eat it, too.
Maybe that's what we should call them.
A kabakery.
The eat-it-twos. A kabakery?
Yeah.
It's starting to sound a little island-themed to me. I don't not mind it.
Kabakery. I don't know. You need a
specific Yelp filter, I guess, is what the answer is. Because Chris is right. Like, we had the hardest time in the world. We needed a 7-inch circular cake that was frosted. It didn't even have to say happy birthday, and we could not get that done in a major metropolitan city. It was, and then finally we talked to the club owner, and we were complaining to him about how hard this was on us and how like much we were failing. And he was like, oh, well, I'll send someone to the Sam's Club. And it was like, yeah, it was over, and we were fine. It was great, but it was a real pain in the ass trying to figure out one of these places.
Yeah, so let's call them cakeries.
Yeah.
If you're specialized in cake.
I'll sign on to that cakery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then bread stores.
Yep.
Right? I'll figure out the bread one.
Bread box.
Bread boxes.
By the slice.
Ooh, slice of life. Yeah, that's where you get it, by the slice. By the slice. Slice. Oh, slice of life.
That's the tagline, dude. Get it by the slice.
Yeah.
People will know what it means.
Yeah, totally.
Like, wow, the slice is like my life.
We are getting very dangerously close on this podcast to not speaking English anymore with a lot of our special vernacular. Kevin McCarthy.
Colloquialisms.
Broloquialism.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I can't keep doing this every time. All right.
This is why Chris can't read normal English anymore.
Kevin McCarthy, he writes, he doesn't drink anymore, but he does want to let everybody know about how to make bitters. You take a tasty fruit, peach pits, nectarine pits, cherry pits, fancy it up, add citrus rinds, and just a few peppercorns. And you put you stick it in a jar with whiskey or vodka and let it sit for a while. And boom, you got bitters.
Mm-hmm.
Great thing to add to a Bloody Mary or drink that needs a spicy kick.
So hey, Kevin, I don't drink anymore, but I don't drink any less.
The problem with that particular comment for me is I would have to go buy one of those fruits and let it rot in order to get said ingredient. That I don't have those things around.
True. Yeah, you have to just hold on to these pits whenever you're done. I guess I would have avocado pits.
I'd have avocado.
Yeah. On the road, a lot of people always hand us like moonshine or homemade booze.
I thought you were going to say avocado pits.
I like that.
See, Dawson likes it. No offense to anybody who's ever done it for us, but I'm always just very skeptical because these are
– the saran wrap lid doesn't help.
The saran wrap lid and the scotch taped mason jar. Yeah,
it's bathtub gin.
Bathtub gin, but do I want bathtub gin? Don't
also, stop calling it bathtub gin, for the love of God.
Yeah, I think Dare scared us a little straight. That's like somebody handing you strange drugs and just...
Like, you could... Yeah, that could... I mean, not that I think it would, and not that any of our listeners would give us anything that would kill me, but there's a better chance of that killing me if I drink it than not. So... It's just it's always just questionable getting the homemade booze, but it's always a nice gesture though, and I appreciate the effort. Maybe if you take a shot first, we do shots, and I give you a shot first.
That's the trick.
That's the trick. Although it didn't work out for that guy in Breaking Bad, but
do yourself a flavor if you are a moonshiner, get oak chips and fucking
Dawson. Are you a moonshiner?
Soak a bunch of them in your moonshine. And you can make whiskey 20 times faster.
Whoa.
Because it's not relying on the edge of a barrel to fucking age. Whoa. It's all inside of it.
You've done that?
My buddy John did.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That makes perfect
pretty
sense.
Good fucking
I've actually,
whiskey.
I've actually tried John's whiskey. I've tried John's moonshine.
It sits in the oak chips for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's like, fuck, so good.
Yeah, that stuff will get you from A to B pretty quick.
That was the stuff I was nipping out of the flask when Adam's like,
what are you doing drinking on the job?
Yeah. In the
middle of my story.
Yeah, you're drinking them out of the
flask. I have smelled that stuff, and I would say that will get you from A to C pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. All right, let's see. Christy Lynn, she says her birthday is Valentine's Day.
Happy birthday, belated.
And her boyfriend is a tattoo artist, and she's the one that has offered, like, next time they come in, like, yeah, let's get some matching tats. What would we get if they all to be matching?
Care Bears.
That's a great idea.
I was going to say Power Rangers, but I guess it's an age thing.
Blockbuster Video logo.
I like Blockbuster.
Now we're talking that water cooler logo that Joe Giacchero did that is the Blockbuster ticket tear.
Let's all pick a garbage pail kid.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I always like the tattoos where you need your friend to complete them. So like you put them together.
Sure. That's good.
Yeah.
I felt like a puss. One time I went on a road trip with three other guys. And all three of them wanted to let's all get tattoos. So we went to a tattoo shop. I never wanted a tattoo in the first place. Yeah. And I said no. But I came out looking like the puss. Like, oh, everyone else got tattoos but Chris. And it's like, I didn't want one anyway. I never wanted one in the first place.
You shouldn't be peer pressured into a tattoo.
Thank you.
Shit lasts a really long time.
But it did suck sitting there. All of them.
Yeah. If
tattoos.
You did get that tattoo, what would it be and where?
Yeah. What would it have been?
Oh, they all got song lyrics. They weren't even the same song lyrics.
Just
it's
different.
Like, and then like road trip, whatever, 07 or something. Yeah.
Which song?
I don't
would you
practice
pick?
Santeria.
There you go.
That's what it's.
Oh yeah, definitely got some Sublime. Give me some Long Beach cred, you know. Tim Ossink.
You stopped for a second. I thought.
Ossink. Tim Ossink. He has a story here.
I'm still Gary. Buster.
Gary, this is Tim. He's writing to you. My earliest Blockbuster video memory must have been when I was around 8 years old, 1990, and our local Blockbuster hosted a grand opening party. The manager was passing out free Blockbuster t-shirts to anybody that shouted out the correct answer to a random film and television trivia question that he asked. When the question was, what is the name of Penny's dog from Inspector Gadget? I got so excited to answer that I completely blinked on the name, but from the back of the store, I heard some other kid yell out, Brain! But somehow the manager did not hear him. Seizing on this opportunity, I then yelled out Brain and was promptly rewarded with a fresh t-shirt flying through the air in all its glory into my waiting hands.
Attaboy.
That other kid must have been so mad.
Oh, yeah.
You taught that kid a valuable lesson.
Yeah, he says many friends worked at that. Blockbuster is absolutely lit on Friday and Saturday nights. Now the space where it once was is just a stupid bookstore.
Stupid books.
You can't watch a book.
Yeah, very true. What are you going to do in a bookstore? I know that. I mean, we've all had that phenomenon. Like if you're with a group of friends and you maybe say a joke first and nobody hears it, and then somebody else will repeat the joke,
and
they
kills.
It kills, and they love that. And you're just like, oh, what about?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it happens. But I love how you just no shame. You just still took the prize. And got your shirt, so I appreciate that. Speaking of bookstores, I watched You've Got Mail on HBO.
Wow.
Did anybody remember that movie? There was, yeah. There's nothing more outdated than that movie. It's all AOL 56K modem, you've got mail. And the two people own bookstores. Like, one is like a thriving Borders and the other one is an independent bookstore. And it's just like, I'm just watching it like, none of this would fly now. Like, there's nothing. Like, both places would be closed down and yeah, we'd have maybe, but you've got texts.
Nice.
You up? Yeah. Although, oh, and they met in a chat room. An over 30s chat room. That's how they met. You remember chat rooms?
Yeah.
Remember.
Oh, yeah.
Man. What? I don't even remember like how they really worked. Like, I would just go in and just start typing away.
Yeah, you pick like a topic. You see what the name of the room was and how many people were in it.
Throw a little ASL in there.
That's right.
And they get going. Get to business.
And you could join the main chat, which was usually just a series of like scrolling at symbols so somebody could build a weird multi-line picture.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and then
yeah.
people would try to talk to each other, and eventually you just get like some instant message going.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the days. Mm. Yeah. Being 14 and pretending like you were 40.
Yep.
Matt's over here on the Chris Harrison shit.
Now, Matt's literally doing it with his voice.
Today it's the opposite.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was opposite back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember going. I do remember going into chat rooms. I just don't remember how they worked or how involved I really was with the conversation. But it was exciting to communicate with people.
I seem to remember people being very concerned with AOL chat rooms. When in retrospect, the internet has just evolved into a far crazier thing. But there was a lot of concern over like what are these people talking about in there? Like,
do you know who your kids are talking to?
Mm-hmm. Right, each other. Yeah. In reality,
yeah, could be a 14-year-old pretending to be a 40-year-old.
Could be.
Those were the days. All right, we got a couple more here. Oh, this one was kind of interesting. Brent Stoddard created a poll. If you had to pick one of the boys to be your best friend in high school.
Brent's daughter?
Brent Stoddard.
Oh.
If you had to pick one of the boys to be your best friend in high school, who would it be? Number one, Mike Dawson.
Team Dawson.
You got a lot of Team Dawson. Wow. Your army is growing quite large, my friend.
I don't think, you know, my heart is overflowing with the love that you guys have shown for Team Dawson today.
It has been an outpouring.
Yeah, a lot pro Dawson today. And then I was second. Gary was third. And a lot of people said, because Gary could get them fake IDs. They like Gary's high school life of crime.
Yeah.
That was very attractive to him.
Don't worry, Kaylin and I are going to hang out with each other.
Yeah. Well, you're next, Matt, and Kaylin was. The Kaylin was last. But still, no, they each category had a lot of votes. It's just.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah. Just not quite as much as you had.
No, but we really are.
No, it's good, man. I got friends, all right?
Says something positive about me, and then goes, and then Matt, then Kaylin. Pretty savage.
Lastly, Jake Zerby.
Zerby.
He says, on the next pre-water cooler super bad liquor store run, how about gifting the store owner a Patreon membership and filming his reaction?
That would be pretty.
I love how that's kind of our thing now. It's like how we punk people.
Yeah. Also, no, because I'm kind of friends with that guy. I don't want to make it weird.
All right.
Dude, that's a good intro. Be like, hey, we're friends. I'm on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, he could be technically listening to our podcast in the store at the time where you're buying liquor. Wow. He could be listening to the last week's show.
Yeah, it's too weird.
That's remember,
not a mad discount, right?
It'd be mad discount, bro.
Yeah. What was the Friar Tuck story about them playing our podcast?
Oh, yeah. There was an employee at Friar Tuck's who was playing our podcast, like, in the back, I guess.
Yep. I think I tried to throw in PA announcements in the middle of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. playing our show with the speakers at the Friar Tuck's. That's where I would I used to go there to rent my Tuck's for prom and informal. Mm.
Still do.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's a good
place. I still do for weddings and stuff.
I did the mail order one.
But you don't own?
Dawson just scoffing.
I do, but it was my wedding, and I definitely don't fit that anymore.
You rented your wedding tux?
No, I bought my wedding tux.
Oh, okay.
So I do own one, but if I had to go to a shotgun wedding today, I don't think I'd fit into the one I wore for my wedding.
Jen wanted me to get this, like, because my thing when we're trying to pick up what I would wear for the wedding would be.
Remember her? Taylor Morgan's calling.
Dawson just held up his phone in front of my face.
I thought for sure that was going to be a picture of a suit.
I was going to answer it and put her on the air, but I'm not.
Okay. So
remember her?
Yeah,
that was good.
She filled in once on news.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When did she wear for her wedding?
I don't know. We should ask her.
She should have picked up. So Jen's trying to figure out what kind of suit I'm going to wear for the wedding, tux, whatever, suit, tie. And instead, I just kind of want just something sort of basic. Really, in my brain, it's something I could wear again.
Basic broth bitch.
Basic broth bitch soup.
Yeah.
Suit. and just something I could wear again. Because I personally don't want something I'm only going to wear once and pay that much. Just wear it once. I want to wear it to everybody else's weddings and job interviews or wherever. Yeah, I don't know, wherever you need suits. And
funerals,
yeah. What is that? Charcoal could fit all of those, I think.
Yeah,
Definitely. Don't go for the bright blue one if you're planning on wearing it to funerals.
Yes. Well, Jen says she's really into me wearing like a green, like a forest green kind of like with like kind of felty.
That is one of your colors,
a suede.
Yeah, like a suede one. And I'm like, Jen, I cannot wear that anywhere else if I get that.
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber before?
Very true, yeah. Maybe I could wear it to a ball of some sort. But
probably not.
Yeah, but probably not.
But probably not.
So, yeah, so I'm trying
I like this idea. Why shouldn't you wear something that you can only wear one time?
Yeah, but then I guess it really wouldn't apply to women with their wedding dress. Although they should. Wear your wedding dress around more.
Yeah.
I don't care. You look great in it. Wear it to dinner.
I keep pitching that one.
Yeah.
Chris, you didn't think that through before you started talking.
I don't know.
It would be fun. Wear the wedding dress to dinner and then like tell the waiter that you just got this chick to ditch her fucking wedding.
Oh,
and
I
come
see.
Here with you.
It's we're
reliving The Graduate right now.
See?
And just blow people's minds and maybe get a free dessert out of
it. Yeah. Get a free molten lava cake at the end of the night.
Do you guys ever, when you're making a reservation, like online through like OpenTable or something, like I know people who will always put down, you know, special occasion for the free dessert.
It definitely goes a long way. There's no harm in putting it.
There's no harm in that.
Myself.
And that's the person I know.
I mean,
To be fair, I did this weekend go to brunch and tell him it was a special occasion.
You did?
But it was.
What was it?
My mom's birthday a week earlier.
Hold on. I feel I have to ask. Was your mom there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
that wasn't a dumb question, Gary.
Yeah, she could make it.
And Julie, like,
she
can make it.
I'm hoping.
You made a reservation for 12. There's only two of you. Sorry.
I'm hoping that the smokehouse has some kind of in-house dining.
I think they do.
Coming because my mom's coming on my birthday, and I'm gonna call and make a reservation.
If I'm not mistaken, it's just the buffet part that's not available. But they have a menu. They have like seated food there.
Indoor?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
It's probably not. I don't think indoor.
They do got a nice patio.
They have a nice patio. They got heaters and everything.
Yeah. I'm always nervous to do the fake birthday thing.
Yeah.
But I usually am the one.
Should I tell them if I make a reservation, should I tell them it's my birthday? No. I shouldn't.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
You could tell them it's a special occasion, though. That's honest. How often do you get to see your mom?
I could say my mom's coming for my birthday. Give me a good table.
That's right. It helps you get a better table, and if you get a free dessert.
I'm sorry that I just have such a positive outlook on life that every day is a special occasion and every moment.
When
the present is special.
Let's face it, though. The free dessert at the smokehouse, that ain't going to flip your lid. You're already you're already like 120 deep.
Yeah.
200.
Yeah, whatever.
I was going to say for our honeymoon, we told all of the hotels, all of the restaurants, they did not do shit. They did not care.
And that's why you got to use that travel agent that I was talking about back near mine, because we paid about the same rates and we got – something at every freaking hotel.
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy.
I remember at Disneyland, they gave us like a happy anniversary pin.
That's cute.
And every employee that you walked by had to acknowledge it.
Right.
Happy anniversary, guys. Happy anniversary. And
they do that for birthdays too.
Yeah, got uncomfortable. But they train their employees very
Sir,
well. Please come back. Wait.
We stopped the ride just to inform you.
Kaylin. Did you know that at Disneyland, they'll give you a My First Trip to Disneyland pin if you ask them?
No, I did not.
You just walk up to like any employee, and they'll point you like within a 3-minute walk to somewhere you go, and they just hand them to you.
What do you do with that?
Put it in a baby book or some shit. I don't know.
Daddy's first trip to Disneyland?
No, baby's first trip.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, I have a question about when you guys go to restaurants or you know, balls or you know, fancy places where you can wear your wedding dress.
Sure.
The valet.
I like how he just said balls.
And then I knew what he meant.
Yeah. You know, when you go,
where are you going to wear your wedding
outfit? We all know what he meant.
Yeah. You go to when you wear your wedding dress and go to balls. The valet.
Yep.
The tipping for the valet. Yep. I just want to know what your, or even hotels, because I valet a lot of hotels. Like when we go on the road with our rental cars, do you tip both when the person takes the car and when they return it, or just when they return it?
Just when they return.
And
it.
Just return.
Well,
depends on the place.
You guys, yeah. As the only one here who actually valet parked at a hotel.
Oh, boom.
You do an initial tip.
Yeah.
You always tip first because then they're going to pay attention to you.
Yeah, it's similar.
You gave them money. Now you're a source of income.
Do you think they like they put a little mark on your
yes,
on the
absolutely.
Paper?
Yes, absolutely.
This guy's good.
I never
let's
even
treat
thought
him
of that and, before. And then, yeah, that never then, occurred to me.
And then on the checkout, you got to pay that off.
Okay.
Tip again.
Tip again. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it should be, you know, like just fucking give them a couple bucks when you get there. And then it's like, if it's a hotel stay, it's like 20 going out.
That is way too much.
Supposed to be like $5 a bag.
Yeah, Matt's like, dude, it's my birthday. It's my mom's birthday, all right? Like, I read shit both.
No, we used to.
I'm blaming my parents for this. I feel like I got my tipping knowledge from my family. Like, when my family goes out for dinner, I've never seen my dad tip when we arrived. You know, on the way out, he'll tell the guy, I tipped the guy when we arrived, so he doesn't have to tip the other guy. But that's just how he rolls.
Here's the awkward thing. Like, well, especially with
– horribly. Yeah, you get that all the time.
Thank you.
Especially with, like, hotels. Like, you check in, and then you want to go out for dinner that night. You check in. The guy takes your car. It's usually a different guy who brings your car back. So am I just tipping that one guy, or do I – and then that other guy might still be there just not getting my car.
Right.
And I just see him. I'm like, sorry, I didn't
tip,
give you like, –
tip once at arrival, once at departure. Fuck everything in the middle.
Wow.
All right.
Look, and the valets and the bellboys, they know. People check out every day. That's when you want to be working, is when people are checking out.
Right.
Like fucking Mondays, Sundays, those are great days to work because people are going home.
Wow.
But they do this thing, you show them to the room. And we used to, my buddy Scott, he was the manager and he hired me and he's like, just all you got to do is make them comfortably uncomfortable so that they realize they have to pay you to walk away.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah. That definitely works.
That's definitely been done to me before.
Yeah. I agree. So, Doss, just let's make this clear now. You want to tip an amount, a different amount to both guys. So the first guy, you tip him a little less, and then the last guy, you tip him, you pay it off and tip him a little more.
First guy is just to let them know that you're not shy about
that. I'm cool.
That I tip. Look, dude, I get it.
Yeah.
And then word gets around. They tell every other busboy, hey, dude, the guy in 215 tipped. So you might be able to, you know,
put the
extra shine on it.
You know what this is kind of akin to, Matt, is the open bar at the wedding. You go up to the bartender. You pick a bartender if there are multiple bartenders. You pick one guy. That's your guy or your girl. And you walk up and you just drop like a 20, 50, whatever. That's going to just take care of you all night. Just like, hey, here's – you just see – they see you putting a large bill into the thing and they got you all night. Like that's worked for me every time.
Hmm.
It's just like whatever bar – if there's an open bar, whatever I'm going to tip, I just tip all at once at the beginning and I just keep going back to the same guy. And we kind of already have this agreement that – you take care of me because I already took care of you. And
that's assuming he remembered.
Oh, he'll remember.
Okay.
He'll remember.
Yeah, that's also assuming he's a good person because he's already got your money.
Yeah, Matt. In your case, he'll just be like, oh, that's the guy who switched into shorts after the ceremony.
Yep.
Because there's like, I mean, tips, a lot of people say it stands for to ensure. I thought that's the wrong I, but to
prompt
ensure
service.
Prompt or proper service. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just
interesting.
Yeah, something. It's something I always do at open bars.
Yeah.
Plus, I never have small bills.
You put a $50 bill on an open bar when you first get there?
No, I just didn't want to sound super cheap when I said 20.
There you go.
You know, just, you know, putting on a little front here, Matt.
Yeah.
You just totally tore that one wide open.
I agree with going to the same person because all you got to do is catch his eye and hold up your empty beer.
Yeah, the regular. Mm. Yeah. All the usual. Yeah, exactly.
I'm never that casual with them, though.
I'm super cash,
get
bro.
Get casual, yeah. man. Get cash.
Yes.
You're so formal, Matt.
Well, first
hello,
of all,
sir.
I'll wear this wedding dress where I want to. Thank you very much.
And if I want a goddamn Ramos gin fizz, I'm going to get one.
That's right.
Weirdly.
Wow. You used the full language of that. We're proud sure of that recall.
Can I, weirdly, I just got a text from a guy.
That said, I love you.
No, and the Ramos gin fizz was like something we talked about last time we talked. So I was reading it, and then I saw our last conversation. He's mentioned Ramos gin fizz, and he says we've been saying it all wrong.
Oh, really?
It's Ramos. It's named after a guy whose last name is pronounced Ramos. Oh, so
not on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't speak English here.
Actually, no. That's I think I know some Ramoses.
Yeah. So it's
never made the connection.
It's the Ramos gin fizz. So don't go around don't go around Nolens. Saying
I'm
Ramos,
call it the Harold Ramis fizz from now on. Yep, so, yep.
You should make. We should do.
Make me a Ghostbuster.
We should make.
You should
Ghostbusters.
Have a Eugene Levy fizz
when the movie comes out. We should all watch together and drink some Ramis gin fizzes.
Some Harold Ramis gin fizzes.
They'll have marshmallows in them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It sounds awful.
And yams.
God, we're desperate to get back to doing something normal.
I know. Come on, we'll put marshmallows in them and some green sauce.
Ectoplasm.
Some ectoplasm. Easy. We should have a movie night.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Why don't you guys come over sometime? We'll have a movie night.
Speaking of, I have an update. I hung out with my buddy Izzy last night, the guy who got the part in the movie.
Vomiting.
Mm-hmm. The independent. He was going to be vomiting down the alley.
Oh yeah.
The director. The director comes up to him during this. He did this on Friday night, right? The director comes up to him and he goes, "Yeah, so I have an idea, but it all depends on how you feel."
Oh.
What would you think about defecating in the alley?
Oh.
So he got, like, instead of puking in an alley, he's now taking a shit in an alley in a movie.
Wow.
And I begged him last night. I'm like, dude, you gotta get us a fucking screener.
Yeah.
Gotta see this. So that's happening. I will get a copy of it.
I have a couple questions. Is the intention that he's supposed to actually be able to take a shit on cue for this movie?
No.
Okay.
No, he had just
like, Daniel Day like Lewis. You could like put some stuff in your mouth and be like, "Blah, I don't look like vomit."
Squatted for this.
But
scene.
Yeah, this dude's got to put his pants down, and some CGI poo is going to come out of his butt.
Well, no, he's so out of frame that you don't actually see him drop a deuce.
Yeah.
You know, the focus isn't on him. He's just a bum in the alley taking a shit.
You could pull it off with a couple of andouille sausages.
I think it perfectly envelops California at this point, at least parts of Southern.
I sincerely hope that your friend goes on to have an extremely popular film career so that when they do the reel of all of his highlights,
and this is where it started.
Yep.
Matt, if this were you, because you were in theater, you acted.
Sure.
And you got a movie part.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to be puking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're excited about it. Hey, mom, dad, I got a great part. I'm puking. It's funny. That's for comedic effect. Now the director asked you to shit and you did it. So you drop trowel. Your butt's in it. You're pooping. It's showing you poop.
Yeah.
What? Do you still tell your parents? Do you show your parents? Are you proud?
Well, I come from a long line of porcelain punishers. So I think my parents would be proud, but you know, that's I come from a supportive family.
I forgot.
Having said that, I don't know if I would have told the director, "Yeah, dude, let's change this to shitting." I feel like I would have a lot more creative takes on the vomiting. You know, I see myself as the vomiter more than the shitter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was just hilarious. He doesn't even listen to this podcast, by the way. But
we should.
I just thought
him.
It was hilarious. I told him. I said, you know. Anyway, but I was laughing. I'm like,
you didn't sell it.
You
very
got
well.
A job puking, And then it got changed to taking a shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. Living the dream, man.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Typically, when a director approaches an actor, it's for full frontal nudity with that kind of request. But taking a shit, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good on him. Can't wait to watch the movie just for one scene.
It's a very independent film, he said, and he was the only secondary actor who actually got paid.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Secondary.
Was that a number two?
Yeah.
I'm not that clever. You guys are. That was good.
But good on him. I let us know in the movies.
I want to see this shit.
Let's watch. All right. Well, we sit down. I think that's the perfect segue into our next segment. Shea Fondelet.
Oh no!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say amen.
Well, thanks for that wonderful segue, first of all. So, I don't know if you guys heard the terrible news. Gary, you okay? The LA County Fair, once again, going to be closed this year.
Oh, no.
Which I'm super bummed about. But the Rose Bowl, which is a local venue out in Pasadena, they are doing a fair foodie fest.
Oh.
Where they have taken the parking lot and filled it with the vendors. Filled it with sand.
That segment sucks.
I brought the map and menu if you guys want to take a look at it.
Look at that.
But it's basically like a big zigzag through the parking lot. I'll swing back to you.
Anyone who watches on video.
Turkey, I'll get some corn dog.
Well, it's free to get in, but the prices for the food were like full fair prices.
I'm going
to
get a hella bomb taco plate.
So, Matt, can I ask this just logistically, are you driving up to the window like a drive through, or are there like runners that are going to and from your car?
Basically runners.
Okay.
The way it works is if you could picture essentially two extra wide lanes. On the right.
Barely jogging, though.
That's right. The lane on the right is, you know, two or three cars can kind of pull up next to one another, and they have like someone coming from that food stand just to that set of cars. If you're not interested in anything from that stand, you can use the left lanes and kind of proceed onward.
Okay.
So what it sort of ended up as is the more popular food trucks were like bottlenecked with these huge lines. And if you wanted to go to one of the more basic places, you could pull up pretty much right away. So we got, upon entry, a free funnel cake.
Oh,
nice little welcome.
Was it because it was a special occasion
and you actually went?
Yeah, we did that this weekend.
I love it. Sweet.
Yeah, I told him my mom's birthday. And what was funny is that when you printed the ticket, it said you can exchange his ticket for a free funnel cake. And we got there probably 35 minutes after it started, and they were already out of funnel cake.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Like, didn't you guys – this thing's open for like 10 hours.
You should have prepared for this. Really? You're giving out free funnel cakes. You better be stocked up on some funnel cake.
Yeah. So we ended up getting a like mini funnel cake that didn't really have any fixings on it. But it was still pretty damn good. You can't go wrong with the funnel cake. We also got the turkey leg, which is a classic.
Big ass
–
turkey
smoked turkey leg.
Yeah.
Something I've never had before at the fair, cheesy bacon fries.
Ooh.
And it was basically like a gigantic brick of fries covered in cheese and bacon.
I needed that description because I couldn't the life of me fathom what cheesy bacon fries
words.
Could possibly be.
Maybe
I know the word
pieces of cheese with fries on it.
Well, Matt,
it's not yeah.
I'm looking
so
at
thank
this
you.
I'm looking at this menu.
Yeah.
Did you forget a crucial detail? Were they curly cheesy bacon fries?
They were curly.
See, he didn't want to confuse us too
much.
That's a brick of curly fries.
That's right.
That is hard to do.
Now, what ultimately was the biggest problem with this is you basically just have to eat it in your car. And you have to eat everything at once.
Oh.
Which when you go to the fair, the whole idea is you have a snack here,
have
a snack
walk
there,
around. Yeah.
Walk around a little bit.
And go pet a goat.
That's right.
Go get a corn dog.
By the time we were away from this parking lot, I just had my wife with a bunch of food in her lap, and we just had to beeline it to try to get home as fast as we could to eat what we got before it got all like soggy and weird. Right. Now, they had like an area of the parking lot where you could pull to the side and eat, but who wants to eat their food in the parking lot? It's just the whole idea of it was a little odd.
You know what they should have added? Like a drive-in theater or something.
Yeah. Then, that would have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Well, maybe they can do that next year.
Well, maybe or we can maybe just get back to fucking normal.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think, though, that I should run the advertising department for the California State Fair. The slogan should be, pet a goat, eat a corn dog.
That could work.
Dawson's,
that could work.
The Dawson Fair of 2021. Yeah. You just drive by Dawson's house. He has one goat on a leash.
And corn dogs like, on a weird horny thing.
And that's the fair.
That's it. Thanks for coming.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
You get a hearty middle finger on your way out.
Did you pet your goat? Yeah. Did you eat your corn dog? Yeah. Fuck off.
That's great.
Brought to you by the California Fair Association. Yeah.
Apparently this fair
please,
foodie
Pixel
fest.
Fun, please.
Yeah, we miss you. I think this fair foodie fest is going around to a lot of different places. Gary, you told me that there's one like in Anaheim.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's along the same lines. We opened the show talking about those drive-through electric daisy carnivals. Everyone's trying to figure out a way to like make it feel normal, but it just doesn't work.
It wouldn't be a rave, it'd be a drave.
Yeah, dude.
Like drive.
Insomniac does not like it. He was like, not into the drave.
So anyway, if this happens to be by your town, I don't want to say like, let's not support all these workers that are working at these events. That's why they're doing this. But it's you don't need to waste your time.
Yeah.
And that's what's on the menu.
Yeah. Wow. I will nice say work. You got the crispy bacon cheese fries and the and people are supposed to eat that in their car. Is there a food – I can only think of one other food that just makes your car smell worse like hours later, even the next day, than Chopino? Fries. Chopino. Any fried food, really, like fried chicken. Mm. I remember I transported fried chicken just from like, I don't know, the KFC or the Popeyes, like back to the house one time, and my car smelled like chicken the next morning.
Yeah, no, my car definitely smelled like cheesy bacon fries for the next several days.
Yeah, it's a lot of fries are definitely a linger food.
Definitely.
So yeah, if you had to eat that in your car, and just like all the fried food you're eating in your car,
it's no bueno.
And then there's something on that menu, Hella Bomb Tacos.
Yep. Hella Bomb.
I don't trust tacos that tell me how good they are.
True.
In the title.
That's very, very good.
And also, Hella Bomb.
Yeah. That's like that.
I mean, Hella is cool.
It's the Steve Buscemi meme. That's like, hello, fellow kids.
Right.
I also have an issue, and this is a larger fair vendor thing. If your place is called, for example, I'm looking at one here that's called Sugar Bear Treats, and they have cotton candy and caramel apples, and churros, but then they also have a bacon wrapped hot dog with grilled onions.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, wow.
I will go to one of the other stands. Thank you very much.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay in your GD.
That's what they mean by separate but equal.
Yeah.
Don't go in there.
Don't know about that.
That's like a cakery making sourdough.
Keep the sweet and the savory.
Yeah. Bakeries and cakeries.
And then the bread box can be next door.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we're figuring this out. These people need to hire us. We need to run these events, Matt.
We should be the board of directors for whatever.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
That should be our business card. Board of directors
for
the Sabine. It's the Sabine Court. That's really what it comes to. And then in smaller letters,
it's just, now fuck off.
Yeah, we're getting interviewed.
Asterisk. We can put asterisk everywhere, and then at the bottom it says fuck off. Yeah.
So what do you guys?
With the asterisk.
What do you guys do? What can you do for our organization? Well, we're board of directors.
Yeah, we're pro puppy.
Yeah. And we're board of directors. You should trust us.
And we've got ideas about how you should arrange your food vendor cards.
Yeah, see?
Who can sell what?
Right.
Yeah.
And how many corn dogs you need to give us
before we can pet some goats.
And what's playing in the drive-in movie theater?
You just get a single goat. All right. Well, anyway, that was a great show. I was thinking about them running out of funnel cake at the top of the
What
segment.
A bummer right away.
Well, of course that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's
insane.
That's really poor logistical planning.
Like, if you're going to say that the event it is open from noon to 10 p.m., that's it. You don't have like an assigned time slot. It's just it's open from noon until 10 p.m.
You better be prepared to be dishing out funnel cakes until 10 p.m.
That's right.
No. Exactly.
Or don't print it on the ticket.
But it just doesn't work because the ticket's free. So you're going to have a certain percentage of people. I was at one point in my life this person that would have just printed out that ticket, gone for the funnel cake, driven all the way through that left lane, and been done for the day.
That's a lot of fucking effort for a funnel cake.
You ever been 17?
You ever had a funnel cake?
You ever been in quarantine with nothing to do?
True.
If I was younger, I would have definitely done that.
Let's go get a funnel cake.
We did talk about going back again on Sunday just to get a funnel cake.
See? What I'm saying.
You deserved it, Matt. You should have went back.
So it's my dad's birthday in a month.
Yeah, so I was just thinking because I think they should have been prepared if they're going to give out that deal, but it's kind of like bobbleheads when you go to a baseball game. It's like, oh, free bobblehead. It's bobblehead night, but they only have enough for – a third of
the
people that come in.
10,000 people.
And, you know, to what Gary's saying, I could understand then if we had waited until 6 p.m. to go do this and they didn't have the funnel cake, I wouldn't have been surprised. It's been open since noon. But we crossed through the orange cones at like 12:40. Like it had not been open for very long.
Yeah, that's poor planning.
Yeah, poor planning.
It's a grift.
But and they have like all these different kinds of funnel cake on the menu, so you definitely had material to make some funnel cake.
Yeah, don't tell me.
All right, but anyway, what's up? What was it called again? The
Fair Foodie Fest.
The Fair
Foodie
Fest.
Why the funnel cake people were cooking fucking bacon wrapped chili dogs because they're not making any goddamn money on funnel cakes.
Probably
Fair Foodie Fest. I know you're listening. I got a board of directors
board
here
of directors.
That can make your event sing. All right, we're tried, we're tested, we're true. Mm-hmm. There was one time on a cruise where they were trying to throw a karaoke
logistical
event.
Logistical harmony.
And we pulled it off. We pulled off a karaoke event out of nothing.
We will make your events sing.
We will make them sing, literally, with karaoke.
Board of directors.
Yes. So there you go. So I hope you're listening.
No. Fuck off. I just came up with an idea.
Fuck off. Oh.
All right, well, I think we get better than that, right?
So, that's good.
Let's get our plugs in, and we'll get out of here. Kalen, I'll start with you, my friend. Where can we go for you?
Oh, don't worry about me.
All right. How's the gaming going?
It's going well.
Yeah, how's T-Fig?
I got my group of gaming friends is growing.
You guys are growing?
Yeah.
Who are the other guys?
Are you a regiment yet?
No, not quite. You got to be pretty deep to go full regiment.
You just been like emotionally growing, like you've learned a lot from each other.
No, there's more and more players that I'm slowly becoming more friends with. So, yeah, it's nice.
And are you like introducing players to other players?
I have, yeah.
And it goes well. Because that's always nerve-wracking.
It went well the last
know?
Time I did it. Yes.
You guys ever bark in the chat?
Bark? No.
Oh, come on.
You play with
you
listeners?
Really
the
rally
show?
The troops
no.
that way.
Oh, no, not really.
You really got to step that up. That's got to be some sort of code.
Hmm.
Yeah. Can we name your regiment? Can you?
If
can you offer
there's
a Bobo Boy Army?
Regiment.
Yeah.
Bro localisms.
The longest names for regiments.
I don't think that'll fit into four characters.
Oh, that to be four letters? Oh, Bobo.
Yeah, I think three or four.
RAW.
Napa Auto Parts.
Yeah, Napa. All right. Well, we'll figure something out for you guys. Gary, where could we go for you?
Check out Reasonable Doubt every Saturday or go to reasonabledoubtpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's a great show. We've been doing a lot of really current stuff lately. So,
all right, very good. And once again, didn't have time to get to your Jewish frat story on the Monday episode, but
actually on Wednesday I do have one I'm going to tell.
Oh,
hey,
it's tattoo related. You guys made me remember.
There's no way it's going to be better than the waffle story, though.
Nope, not a chance.
Watercooler.com. Patreon.com/watercooler.
This will be officially my second Jewish frat story.
Wow,
crazy.
All right,
exciting.
Check that out. And Matt, where could we go for you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And I also made an appearance on a podcast called The Lady Lackeys, which we've talked
what
about
do they
on
do?
The show. It's a group of girls that work for Adam Carolla. And
they
sit
flick
around
the bean.
And talk about things. They don't do that, to my knowledge.
Wait, so they sit around and talk about things and they're all female?
That's right.
And they talk about like working for Adam Carolla?
Kind of.
Huh.
But they wanted a celebrity guest. And so naturally they asked me.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So I had a great time with them. And there you go. Believe it's out now. So okay. Check it out, Lady Lackey.
What's it called? Clam Chatter?
Did you plug our podcast?
Oh, I plugged the shit out of our podcast. Yeah.
How'd you sell it?
I told several stories that involved the very people at this console. Like stories that you wouldn't want me to tell them.
Yeah, that makes me nervous. That doesn't make me excited.
Well, you'll have to listen to find out, I guess.
Nice.
All right. And Dawson, where could we go for you?
I guess more of a life tip.
Yes,
than
please.
Anything else.
Fuck off.
The next time you need something done around the house, and you're going to pay somebody to do it, fucking take two steps back and fucking say, can I do this on my own? And if you don't know the answer, try it. If you know you can't do it, you'll know you can't do it.
Uh-huh.
But if you think you might be able to, it'll just take some fucking effort and time. Fucking do it.
Is there something that you've done in particular that...
Yeah, I planted this ficus last year. And ficus has to be cut in the fall and in the spring. I didn't cut it this fall, and I was going to have Adam's guys do it. I was going to catch the tree guy, and I'm like, and it's not something I didn't know how to do. I know how to fucking trim bushes. It's just fucking effort. And I'm just like,
respect all of them.
And years of practice.
I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just fucking doing it. And it only took like 2 hours.
And I'm sure the ficus appreciated it.
And like, I could have paid somebody like fucking $300 to do something I just did for myself in 2 hours.
Would you
and
tip them before or after they left?
You got to tip your tree guy.
Tip the garbage man.
Yeah.
Tip the mailman.
You just fucking made him money, aren't you?
No. That's why I pruned my own fucking ficus.
He just talked about pruning his own ficus tree.
No, you'll feel good about yourself, and then you'll be like, wow. And then you start to realize, how many things in my life do I pay other people to do that I can actually do in fucking 15 minutes a week?
That's good.
That's fair.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
You'll feel good about it for sure.
Yeah.
And that's a great pro tip, Doss. And as for me, check out the Patreon and also our Facebook group. If you're listening to this and aren't a part of the Facebook group, join us. I have quietly given the answer to all the questions that we ask for in this very episode.
Going back to what Dawson said, if you're nervous about it and you don't think you could do it, just try it.
Just try it.
Take go ahead. Once back. Won't hurt you.
Yeah. Facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwide LLC. Just try it.
You can
just
do try it.
You got it. All right, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thank you again so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll see you Patreon later this week. So for a second episode. We love you. Goodbye, and...
That's what's on the menu?
I thought you were going to say fuck off.
God damn it.
We edit nothing.